screen, alert, 654 Jose, okay, on nothing.
Welcome to 3rd and 8 here on Next Door Radio, brought to you by Vanco Outdoor Power Equipment. Let's get the show started with your hosts, Brandon Adcock and Jason Varner.
Hey guys, welcome back here to 3rd and 8 on Next Door Radio, nextdoorradio.com. If I'm looking a little bit heftier than last week, it was Thanksgiving. I don't care what you guys say, I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. How was y'all's Thanksgiving? Did y'all have a good one?
Chris, delicious. Jason.
I got stitches because I made a comment about my wife's turkey.
Oh, I was going to say.
Look at my nose.
Is that a euphemism?
His stuffing wasn't up to par. Yeah, like that.
She didn't get no jelly.
Anyway, how y'all want to start this, man? Y'all want to talk about those Thanksgiving Day games or what y'all want to do, man? Because we had one game that was kind of disappointing and one game that kind of shocked most of America.
Did it shock me?
It did not, as most things don't, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to God. I personally think the best way to start this day or this show is the Lions-Bills.
Yeah.
Just because the Lions are, once again,
I picked wrongly, but
so close, yet so far.
You know, last week I had two controversial picks, and I think I went against one of them. But I said I went with the Lions beating the Bills, and I said Cleveland's probably going to beat Tampa Bay. And dang if I wasn't.
You was one for two.
Yeah. I feel like the Lions should have won.
As much of America does, though, with that kicker kind of cost them one. Josh Allen had an okay day. North of 250 and two TDs and an interception. Jared Goff, I mean, he was a 240 and two touchdowns. He had, you know, Jared Goff-ish day.
Yeah.
But honestly, the Isaiah McKenzie, he was the big play guy today. You know what I'm saying? 96 yards on a touchdown today. But Amon-Ra St. Brown doing what he continues to do.
Love that guy.
9 receptions, a buck 22 in a tutty.
Can I make a comment on Amon-Ra St. Brown? First off, the fact that Madden 23 only has him rated as an 85 overall wide receiver is atrocious.
An 85?
Yep, it's atrocious. Every time I pick him up on the initial fantasy draft, he's rated 85, and I have to upgrade him. I don't think he needs any upgrading.
No.
He's a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL right now.
And he's playing in Detroit with Jared Goff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not that Jared Goff's bad, you know, but give him a good Josh Allen, a Pat Mahomes, and that guy, he could be top five easily. Very easily, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And he's not playing in the pass-first system, you know. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Jamal Williams, he's honestly, good God. Hey, 13 touchdowns on the year. Who saw that coming? It's week 11.
They let me down with that fumble against the Buffalo Bills, though, early. That
yeah, but you win some, you lose some.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sadly, you know what I'm saying, Lions have lost quite a bit.
I don't care what people want to say about this or how they feel about it. Here's my opinion on it. The Lions are a pretty daggone good team, all things considered. And I think Dan Campbell has done an amazing job. I think that entire staff has done an amazing job, and I think that team continues to get better week to week. They find themselves in games they should not find themselves in, and they win games that they should win.
Yeah, somebody a couple weeks ago had some fire Dan Campbell talk.
What?
I wish you would.
Who said that?
It was some national sports writer.
Yeah, well, they're stupid.
And I was just like,
fire Dan Campbell for what?
I understand.
Putting his team that barely has any name recognition on the entire roster.
Yeah, making the Lions competent. That's a
get
foul
out
of
here, bro. Yeah, you're mad
been
because
for 20
what
years.
Is he 3-7? Four? Well, they 4-7.
Four and eight, I think.
4-8. They're
yeah,
4-8.
4-7. Some of that.
They're what? 4-7. Four
yeah,
and
4-7.
Yes. 4-7. With that roster, and they haven't been blown out but one game.
A one possession loss. And a one possession loss. He could be 9-2.
That's insane, man.
The Lions could literally be 9-2 if the ball had went, you know, just a pick one way, a fumble one way.
That's without Hockenson because they traded him away for contract reasons. Yeah. That was without Amon-Ra for a couple games because he was injured.
And then a couple games he come back, he left again.
Yeah. Like, man, get out of here, man. Why would you fire
Jared Goff
at
quarterback?
Get the heck out of here, bro.
That was a tight game, too.
Yeah, it was. They should have won.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a stupid decision on the coaching part. It wasn't like the coach making bad decisions.
So Brandon picked the Bills. We both picked the Lions. So Brandon is now up one.
Congratulations, yeah. Brandon.
Good. How many do I can get this week?
Turd.
Sorry.
How dare you? Way to roll with the fascist empowered team. You know, we're fighting with the guys, the underdogs.
He's just trying to win.
You're just a commie.
He's just trying to win.
Look, you can assault my child, but don't you ever call me that again. That's where I draw the metaphorical line at, buddy. That's where I draw the line at.
Right. I'm not a Russian.
Yeah.
All right, rolling on to Giants at Cowboys.
How do we pick this one, Chris?
We all picked the Cowboys. The winners, Cowboys. Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah. Praise be. Because
honestly,
yeah, but the Giants are a real football team. Like, it's just like every week I find myself asking, like, oh, the Giants for real?
I hope
because I
not.
Feel like
because next week and 2 weeks after that,
oh yeah, y'all got it.
Would be real nice if they
y'all to split with them, though. To be honest,
that seems right.
I mean, honestly, like y'all usually do split with the Giants.
That'd be one I'd like to sweep.
Uh huh.
I mean, for obvious reasons, I'm sure, but I think y'all are going to split with them. Giants are 7-4. Giants could lose out and go, you know, hey, lose 10 games and win 7.
And everybody
I would
be
still
happy.
Say they had a fantastic
football
year.
Yeah, they're ahead of schedule.
But Daniel Jones just had a Daniel Jones day.
I thought
just
Danny
going to 220
well.
And a touchdown. Not bad. I mean, he didn't turn the ball over none, so that's definitely a plus.
Yeah, against that defense. You can't tell me. All right, so here's my thing. You can't look at that game and be like, oh, well, of course Dallas won it. Dallas
always get beat in the first half.
Yeah, Dallas obviously pulled a horseshoe out their butt against Minnesota because that wasn't the real Cowboys.
They pulled Dalton Schultz out of that
somewhere
because that man, he was wide open twice in the second half just by himself. Like Dallas Schultz and my mama was out there hanging out in the end zone, and Prescott was like, have
yeah,
one.
Man.
Matter of fact, have another. And they just couldn't ever get it together with Dalton Schultz.
And I don't agree with Stephen A. Smith much.
Hell, who does?
But he's right about the Cowboys, man. I'm sick and tired of hearing about them. How great they are. How much promise they have. Man, whatever. And then you get, who was it, Michael Irvin on TV
Michael
talking
Irvin
about,
does
if
cocaine.
They get Odell Beckham Jr., not only will they win a Super Bowl, they're going to be a dynasty. A dynasty of what? New Balance tennis shoes, jorts, and a Tony Romo jersey, and a bunch of seasons that you weren't worth the crap when you claim you were going to win a Super Bowl. That's the only dynasty that the Cowboys have.
He's a proverbial homer, and so I can't really like take anything Michael Irvin says and anything really. It's just Michael Irvin being Mike Irv. But
I mean, I ain't mad at him, but he's wrong.
I don't think the Cowboys are going to go far, you know what I'm saying, the playoffs. And if they do, it's going to be on the back of one man. And it's not the man that plays quarterback. It's number 11, Michael Parsons.
Oh, Michael Parsons, too. Tony Pollard on the offensive side of the ball.
He's been phenomenal.
Yeah. Real quick, since you mentioned OBJ, did y'all see the
news he
story?
Got kicked off a plane today.
Yeah, he said he was in and out of consciousness.
I bet you it's going to come out. I ain't seen but one thing that ever makes you do that. But yeah, he got kicked off a plane for being, I guess the belligerent is the word he could use, but apparently that's going to be a thing with him.
Dallas still take him.
Why would Dallas want him, though? Y'all traded away Amari Cooper for this bottle of Propel and this Colts mini helmet, and then y'all want to go sign OBJ, who's apparently drunk and coming off an ACL injury. That's the Dallas Cowboys for you. Production. Hey, go find me the star.
Mm.
That's classic Dallas Cowboys.
Because they really always think that they're just one big play away. I mean, that's every team. The Lions are one big play away every year. Without if the Lions had the Dallas Cowboys, if Dan Campbell and the coaching staff of Detroit had the roster that the Dallas Cowboys had right now, I don't think they'd be 9-1.
Maybe. I mean, it's a good possibility. He's definitely better than Mike McCarthy.
Jeez. Get out of here.
And honestly, Mike McCarthy, he's not even the best coach on his own staff, in my opinion, is Dan Campbell. And it's not
Quinn,
just mine.
Dan Quinn. Quinn. But yes, it would be Campbell. Dan Campbell.
It
would be Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I had Dan Campbell on my mind, sorry.
Me too. All right. Enough talking about the Cowgirls, man. I can't. Hey, I honestly was hoping the Giants would win that game. It's cool, though. I didn't mind Dallas winning that game because it helped Washington a little bit. So,
well, speaking of things and minds and people.
Oh, yeah.
Next game is Patriots at Vikings.
There's that good music.
Hey, can I talk about that one guy real quick? Mac Jones, he threw for 382 yards and a couple touchdowns and lost the football game.
Hey, hold up.
That's a shame.
Wait. What? Nobody cares. All right. Thank you. Look, we're here to talk about one man.
Justin.
This show has room for only one Captain Kirk. That number 8 in them all-purple uniforms showing Bill Belichick what he could do with that defense of his with 33
Sorry,
points.
I didn't know where it was headed.
Oh. Nah, man. Look, this just goes to show you, in all honesty, hey, I was glad to see Minnesota bounce back. That is what you need to see from a good team, that you know, they can suffer that sort of
26.
Loss and come back and win against a really good and competent Patriots team.
Brandon picked the Patriots, BT Dubs.
Yeah, he did.
You and I picked the Vikings.
That's all right. I picked Brandon Lions. Picked it happens. You know what I mean?
Hey, look. Hey, in my defense, I did like my chances on this. if the Patriots had scored anything in the fourth quarter, I probably was right. But, hey, Bill Belichick obviously had one game plan coming into this game, and that was stop Dalvin Cook. 22 rushes for 42 yards. That's 1.9 yards a carry. Now, I think he tried to stop Justin Jefferson. But some of the catches, and I posted this on my Facebook page, sometimes just watching Justin Jefferson, the catches he makes, you just be like, how in the did he come up with that? Just how?
No, you know
he's
what?
He's got a third hand.
No. I'm going to that's pretty good. Hey, we need to get that put on a third Nate shirt. Yeah, I'm going to just, on Jefferson, you were my third hand. But, honestly.
But don't let Deshaun Watson see that, or we be in trouble.
Let's talk about this the way a Miami fan would handle it. It has nothing to do with Jefferson. It has everything to do with the expert ball placement of Kirk Cousins. That's how you would get it from a Miami fan.
Yeah, it took one segment, though, to get it.
I'm just saying. My man Kirk is back, 9-2, second place in NFC. Maybe after tonight they'll be tied for first place.
I hope to God that Washington plays them in the first round of the playoffs.
I hope you shut your mouth.
Nothing would make me happy.
I know it would. You can shut your mouth. At least both of them will be in the playoffs.
That's fine. I won't be stressed out come the playoffs either. Yeah, I get to watch the playoffs in peace. That's man. The best part of being a Colts fan. What? Like, I can watch the playoffs in peace now. Like, I ain't
Brandon
really cheering
is
for nobody.
That kind of friend, Chris. Like, what? Well, I hope you, you're
I
dude,
hope you stressed out.
I hope it's a triple threat match between the Lions, the Vikings, and the Commanders. Who do you want to win, Jason?
Yeah, I hope y'all fire Ron and hire Dan Campbell as the interim. That would be even better. Hey, that would be kind of sweet for y'all.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna be real with you. If there's one quarterback I'd root for over Heinie, if you'd bring Kirk back, Jefferson along with him, go ahead and bring Dalvin, and we'll have a three back backfield and Dan Campbell.
Yeah, Jason been on the fantasy team over here.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. I'm gonna go do that when I get home. I'm going to draft that whole team right now. And if Madden won't let me have it, I'm going to change Dalvin Cook to a punter just so I can get it. Like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, strength 16.
Way to go, man.
Ah, screw yourself on this one. He's pooped punch
nah, but
as
soon as you, but no, nah, you can trade him change for like a seventh-round pick, and as soon as you get him, you just turn him back to a running back. Fair enough. Yeah, I did this before. Look, hey.
Shocker.
And my son's like, how do you get 99-rated teams all the time when you make these trades?
Mind your business.
I'm just a good negotiator, son.
I can sell salt to a slug over here. Mind your business.
Well, I'll tell you as surprising as that admission was, it's not as surprising for you two as Tampa Bay losing to Cleveland Browns.
I don't know why you said the two of us, because all three of us picked the Bucs.
Because I said I felt like the Browns were going to win, and he goes, do it, Jason. Do it. Do it.
Yeah,
he knew I wanted to go there, and he wouldn't let me by playing my games.
So we were all 2-2-2, by the way.
David and Joku. Had
what
the
a
best
catch
of the day.
Yeah.
Where he went up one-handed and snagged it out of God's hands.
Yes.
In the back of the end zone. The barbecue Brissett had a touchdown pass over Tom Brady, who was his former mentor, by the way. He was the backup in New England for a stint.
I told you, I think Cleveland can compete, man.
Cleveland right now is 4-7. Watson coming back next week against the Houston Texans.
Is he actually going to start, though?
I think he should.
Would you? Wait, Brissett's been playing. You would start Watson?
I think you have to.
I agree.
I kind of see both sides of it. You know what I'm saying? The Brissett has been playing decent enough.
Whoa.
I do hope Watson that goes against his former team and balls out.
Whoa.
Nothing. Oh, God. Then I was hoping it got me. Okay.
Well, I was wrong on a lot of levels. Why would you bench a quarterback that's doing – if Cleveland Browns benches Brissett right now.
Yeah, the 2,400 yards, 11 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. This week 11. That's about all you can ask for out of a third – well – he's a third-rate starter.
Excuse me.
Second-rate starter.
Excuse me. In passing yards, where's he ranked in the NFL right now? He's got
to
be top 15.
Yeah, he's 13th. He's 13th.
Wow, you're going to bench a top 15 quarterback?
He's 20th in touchdowns and 10th in interceptions.
Dude.
I told you. And I said this like week one, week two. I wish he was still in Indianapolis. I like barbecue Brissett. I got nothing against him.
Yeah, but he actually has weapons in Cleveland.
100%.
So, look, why would you take a top 15, not in rumor, not in gossip, not in what he done last year or 2 years ago, not what he done in a massage parlor, but what he done this year on the field? Top 15. You're going to bench him?
God, what a
catch.
I'm watching it again.
Let me tell you what that'd be the equivalent of.
Oh, do you tell me, Daddy?
No, that would be the equivalent of the Jets after having benched Zach Wilson to watch Mike White play today and be like, yeah, we should put Zach Wilson back out there.
It is the Jets. Don't act like that's not completely plausible.
It's probably plausible.
Being it's the New York Jets.
God.
Yeah, Tom Brady north of 240 and two touchdowns. and a fat OL. Chris Godwin, 12 catches to 110 and a tutty. He's finally back. Julio Jones is still he's still catching.
This game excited me with Tom Brady losing, not because I dislike Tom. I pull for Tom, but I need again the more losses that the NFC rack up, the better it is for Washington. So I wasn't mad.
But they're still first in the division, so they're guaranteed to get in anyway at this point. But the Carolina Panthers are 4-8.
And they're only
and statistically are one game out of a playoff spot. The Falcons are 5-7 and are one game out of a playoff spot. The Saints are 4-8. And division is god awful.
That's what I'm saying.
Just god awful.
They ain't guaranteed anything.
5-6 right now, you know what I'm saying, for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And nobody saw. You know,
Tom
going to
go in as a 6th or 7th ranked team and watch him win the daggone Super Bowl.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
That's the most Pittsburgh Steeler thing that anybody could do that isn't a Pittsburgh Steeler.
I agree.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Philadelphia's up right now 7-0 on Green Bay. Shocker.
Yeah, I'm very shocked at the score.
On to more disappointment. We all picked the Titans to win against the Bengals.
Well, that didn't happen.
We all picked the Titans.
All of us picked the Titans. Yes, sir.
Well, see, here was my logic on that. The Titans are playing at home. Derrick Henry plays on the Titans. But Derrick
you mean my logic Derrick Henry is done. Is the Titans.
Yeah, that was my logic. The Titans weren't home, and Derrick Henry plays on the Titans. But Derrick Henry, though, was the second best running back on the field today. And honestly, it wasn't even Joe Mixon.
Nope.
Derrick Henry had 38 yards on 17 carries a day.
But he did have it. Well, he would have had a touchdown reception if he hadn't got it knocked out.
Yeah.
At the goal line. That was kind of cool, though, that you recovered in the end zone. That's considered an other touchdown, by the way.
Yeah, they were having a little bit of a discussion on how that was going to fall. Apparently, though, it does fall into the other category.
Other category, that's right.
Yeah, sounds like taxes. But, hey, T. Higgins, hey, 7 receptions, ooh, 114 in a touchdown.
That Joker had a great catch.
He did. Mm-hmm. I think T. Higgins is the number one receiver. And I don't think that's saying something that's out of the way.
Nah, because Jamar Chase is smaller and his great little slot, like, you know.
Yeah, but I think just if Higgins played on the Titans, he'd be the number one. Mm-hmm. If Higgins played in Green Bay, he'd be the number one. If Higgins played on the Browns, he'd probably be number one. Probably, you know, him and Cooper have a bounce back. The Texans, he's the number one. The Falcons,
he's like the prototypical number one.
If he plays on the Falcons,
jump ball.
Yeah.
You know.
If he played in Washington.
Still number one.
He'd probably be the number one.
Terry is built like a number two, but he plays at a number one level.
Good God, dude. It's like half the league. Broncos and Panthers. Probably the number one.
Yeah.
If he plays in the Ravens in Baltimore. Or, of course, had to be.
You know where he's going to end up playing at? Yeah, I give it about the beginning of next season. He'll be in Miami, too. They'll find a way to buy him, too.
He'd be the number three there. And he'd be a phenomenal number three, just like he is in, technically, you know what I'm saying? That's Tyler Boyd. But, yeah. The Bengals 7-4, and so are the Titans, man. And I hate both these football teams, quite frankly.
Yeah, I wasn't. It was a good game. But you know what that music means? It means it's time to take a break. So thank you, Venco Outdoor Power Equipment, for sponsoring this hour of Third Night here on Next Door Radio at nextdoorradio.com. When we get back from the break and me recovering from getting my tail kicked by 4 girls on the varsity girls basketball team for Vance County, we will continue to cover some of these sports. That's your really gave me this black eye and a broke knee and a broke wrist. We'll see you guys on the flip side. Tell me something else that happened in Arizona.
Not even a fraud.
This one you feed a hummingbird and a fat one of that.
There's a substance there that resembles
this is the stuff that's made
sawdust.
After they made hot dogs.
Third and Eight is back.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Third and Eight on Next Door Radio, nextdoorradio.com. It's Kyler Murray on the topic this week. Okay. Well,
yeah, I don't know. He just happened to be up there.
Okay. It's the first time in his life he's taller than 2 people.
Yeah.
He came up a little short again today. But, yeah, we're going to talk about the Miami Dolphins and Houston Texans next, man.
Ooh.
As y'all know, Jason's a big fan of Davis Mills. He always has been.
Yeah, I like Davis.
The Texans at 1-8 have decided to bench Davis Mills and bring in Kyle Allen. Now, I have one question. Why?
Why? It ain't like the guy had a surplus talent around him and couldn't get the ball to him.
You're benching a guy. You already know he's not going to be the starter next year, more than likely. You're benching a guy who's done well, all things considered, the first-year head coach in Lovie Smith. Name one skilled player on the Texans if you don't have a laptop in front of you. Don't worry, I'll wait.
We'll wait.
And then you mentioned for the human cigar in Kyle Allen. What Kyle Allen is the white flag of league or of, you know, of teams. Once you see Kyle Allen, you know it's over.
You know what I think it was? I think one, they're trying to mitigate injury risk with Davis Mills, which I don't buy into. But two, they wanted to guarantee a tank because Davis Mills has had him in close games all year. And if you're going to tank for some first-round picks, then you can't run the risk of Davis Mills screwing that up with a win.
Let's see, a tie, a one-possession game, a one-possession game, a one-possession game, a one-possession game, a one-possession game. That's six of them. And nine losses, eight of them he started in.
And I'm going to tell you, if there's one team with a roster that is as underwhelming as Detroit, it's Houston.
Oh, good God. As underwhelming as Detroit, they've got zero help on that roster.
Yeah.
The only dude I know on Houston's entire roster is Jerry Hughes, and it's only because I saw him throwing a temper tantrum and kicking over a water cooler earlier today.
Man.
Houston's roster is hot garbage.
But once again, you look at the score of this game, you take away Miami's defensive touchdown, that defense scored, and the game is 23-15. It's a one-possession game.
Yeah, they also benched two in the fourth quarter, started the fourth quarter, that they trotted out, hey, Thompson.
Yeah, because they know that they got to find something.
They were up 30-0. That's why they trotted him out. There was no need to risk your quarterback's health, who's been hurt twice this year.
Well, he's not.
Up 30-0.
He's not. They just looking
for
something.
And he got hit pretty hard, too. Did you see that where he, like, bent backwards? And
I didn't think he was going to get up.
Yeah. I wouldn't have.
That was reminiscent of the Carson Wentz, I hurt both my knee injury, where they folded that man. Yeah. I mean, like an origami pretzel.
Yes, sir. But since Jason wants to talk about it, Tua today was 22 for 36, 299 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady was 29 for 43 with 246 yards. But go ahead.
What about it?
Chris has become a bigger troll.
I was just checking.
You know, on the short of me.
But what are you trolling, though? I mean, what are you saying?
Why are they leaving Tom out then? Why ain't they bring him to the bench?
Okay. Does Tom have
a better backup?
Because Tom has a chance to actually – he's the actual quarterback.
They didn't bench Tua because he was doing something wrong. They benched him because they were 30-0.
No. You don't bench your quarterback when you're up 30-0.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Not when you're fighting for a first –
they had folded that man like a Sinaloan hooker one time. They didn't want to get him hurt again.
Show me a game they've ever pulled Tom Brady when he's leading. Unless you're in the playoffs. Or it's week 17. You don't do that. These guys are fighting.
But does Tom Brady have an injury history?
Since when? He had knee replacement.
He had one knee replacement. Oh, and I remember like it was yesterday because I stood up and clapped.
Look.
Thank you, Bernard Pollard.
Here's the deal. Miami is fighting for a
first place.
They're fighting for a first. They're not going to get it.
They're in first place.
They're not. They're a little. I'm talking about the AFC. I'm talking about a first round bye. I'm not talking about, they won their little.
They're in first in the NFC. East or the AFC, sorry.
Yeah.
Full standings. I'm going to put it up right now on my little.
Yeah. Who are they beating? I'll wait.
I got right. Okay, the Chiefs are their only competition right now.
No. Who are they beating in their conference? Why are they in first place? Who's in their conference with them? Let's go through it.
The Patriots.
Okay, yeah.
Above 500.
Okay, hold on. The Patriots.
Jets, 7-4.
Hold on. The Patriots.
Okay.
With a no-name roster. Go ahead.
At 6-5.
Okay.
Jets is 7-4.
The Jets, who is 4 years ahead of schedule.
I'm sorry, though. They playing football in the NFL?
Here we go. The Jets.
Okay. Here's Buffalo. Don't worry. I'll wait on this one.
I'll wait. The Detroit Lions nearly beat.
Yeah, but they're still 2-0 against Buffalo. I'll say that.
What about
2-0.
It? 2-0. Minnesota's 1-0.
Okay.
Okay. And Minnesota also has a 9-2 record. They're a better record.
Okay, the Chiefs
got
a
better quarterback. They got better receiver.
I mean, as a tandem, no, because Adam Thielen is nowhere close to Jalen Waddle.
Jefferson is better than Waddle and Tyreek combined.
I wouldn't say combined. I feel like that's a hell of a stretch.
I just did. They can go gadget into one person, and they wouldn't be Justin Jefferson.
I think they would.
I think they would.
That's just me. That's just me. I like Justin Jefferson.
No, because they could double that person then, because there's not two of them. They could double them, and they ain't making the catches Jefferson's making.
I mean, that's
their only weapon is speed.
Well, that's a weapon to have playing
football.
Yeah,
that's great. But that's great. But when there's one of you, when there's just one of you,
okay,
it's very different than when there's the two fastest receivers in the NFL on the same team.
Okay, yeah, but Justin Jefferson, I mean, he also plays with Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen and T.J. Hockenson, who were not necessarily scrubs in their own right.
I'm not saying anything. They would still have Gesicki. They would still have all these other guys. They have two good running backs. I'm just telling you, if you combined them where they don't have two of the fastest receivers threatening every defense, it's a different game. But power to them for doing it. Tua still sucks. Thank you for the defense for scoring points for him yet again.
He's just not going to admit it, is he, Jay?
Admit what?
He just can't.
Admit what?
Anyway.
Admit what?
Tua's not a bad quarterback.
I don't have to admit that because it's not true. He's a bottom half quarterback.
His stats would suggest top two MVP.
His stats would suggest.
What else are you supposed to base the quarterback on?
His stats would suggest it. Okay, when we talk about consecutive stats over years, you guys are like, yeah, they're notepad stats. Hold on. No, okay. Those are throwaway stats because when Kirk Cousins put up 4,000 yards every freaking year,
he didn't win nothing.
No stats. What is it all about? Stats.
And the biggest stat is Tua 6-0 was a starter.
Here's the biggest stat. No, here contextually, Tua 6-0 as a starter, but we're not going to count the games that he didn't finish and he didn't start. Well, he don't get to count the one today then because he didn't finish it.
But did he start it?
Did he finish?
I didn't say he was 6-0 as a finisher.
No.
He's 6-0 in games.
No,
he started.
No, he's not.
Am I wrong?
No, he's not. He lost games. He started and left.
When
he was injured.
He got hurt in the second play of the game.
Don't matter.
Okay.
That's you contextual.
Yeah, you can't fix some things, and I'll leave it at that.
Hey, you know what you can fix, though?
What's that?
Is the New York Jets starting quarterback situation.
Thank the Lord.
They finally got Zach Wilson.
I like how y'all get away from that because y'all don't want to talk about it because y'all don't want to get down into nitty-gritty facts. You don't want to get down into watching the game.
If you want me to get into facts, how about the fact that he's almost 300 yards a game, which you said he'd never be?
Whoa, almost. Hold on. Almost. It will not erase the fact that he still, to this day, has more less 100-yard games than he does more 300-plus yard games. I will wait for the day. It's taken him 2 years of playing, 32 games before he can do it. I'll wait.
As God is my witness, if the Dolphins and Vikings meet in the Super Bowl, I will have a HELOC mortgage on my house, and I will get us tickets to go to this game if it puts me sleeping in the sewers for the next 6 years.
No, we're not going anywhere. We ain't done.
I was done.
Jesus. Because here's the thing.
Okay, I'm just
letting
him have it.
Whenever we're ready
to
sit down and watch film and watch the throws that this guy makes, if you're willing to do that and it's not off of hype and a quick glance at a stat and say, oh, that looks really good, it ain't half the majority. I'm done, man. Obviously, people don't watch the game and just like, oh, well, that's good stats. Oh, that's really good stats. He gave it to Tyreek. Hold on. He gave it to Tyreek Hill on a 4-yard screen pass, and Tyreek turned it into 70. But we're going to give him credit for the 70.
Now, you realize that Tom Brady literally made a career out of throwing the running backs doing the exact same thing. Shane Vereen, James White, Rex Burkhead, they all come to mind. These are literal players. I never thought quarterbacks just should get credit for yak yards. That's a whole other conversation.
He didn't make a career off of it. Did he make check down passes to win games? Absolutely.
Well, yeah, he done.
Did he make check down passes to keep defensive honest? Yeah, he did. But did he still sling the ball downfield without having the fastest guy on the field who was literally wide open every freaking time? You would think
there's
the defense would understand. Huh?
I said that it was Tua scheme the offense. No. Does he hit the man that's open? Yes. What else is he supposed to do? I mean, honestly, if you want to sit down and watch it, I mean, they're just looking at every 50-50 ball that Kirk Cousins throws up there to Justin Jefferson and said, hey, use your third leg to pull it down. That's going to be three of those a game, bare minimum, at least. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad strategy, but throwing in the vicinity of Justin Jefferson, he's got Magnus in
his hands. Different. I'm having to put the ball in against the here's the deal. All I'm saying is Tua's getting all this credit as if he's doing these things. He's not. Put anybody else in you want. Put Mike White in. Take Tyler Heinicke down to Miami. Don't. But you could take Brissett down there. With that receiving core and that scheme, anybody could do it. Anybody. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing there. It ain't nothing there. I've seen the guy make about 15 creative passes all year. 15 plays where I was like, you know what? That was pretty good. Now, I will say, when I heard him mic'd up, I actually liked his personality. and he's not a Russell Wilson. I appreciate that. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like this guy's an MVP. He ain't.
I bet he wins it. Anyway, so...
I bet you he does, too. There's some media darlings voting.
Browns at Jets. Jets coming out 31... I'm sorry, Bears at Jets. Jets coming out 31 to the Bears 10. You guys picked the Jets. I picked the Bears. Boo-hoo, move on.
Now, here's the thing, though. I didn't know Zach Wilson was going to get benched. Now, me and him said last week he should be benched. I thought that they would bring in Joe Flacco. Instead, they pull out... No, White Jeremy Chin.
I like Mike White, though.
Not Jeremy Chin.
So do the Jets
Jeremy
right
Lin. Yeah, sorry. You know, hey, Jeremy Chin. I did it again. Jeremy Lin, he was a big New York basketball player a couple of years ago who kind of burst onto the scene and had like a two-week stretch. You know, he was a New York Knick and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, this is what Mike White was last year. He burst onto the scene, had three or four, but he was killing us on Monday Night Football and got hurt, praise be. And he comes out today, north of 300 yards. Good God. Not one and not two, but three touchdowns.
Hey, how many yards he passed for?
315.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did he have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle?
No.
Mike Gesicki?
No.
Okay.
But he has some major gaps.
22 for 28.
And it was
my
his first
goodness.
Game. Hey, he's 1-0 as a starter. He's undefeated.
Sweet.
We should give him the MVP.
Statistically speaking, though, you're not wrong. He's undefeated at the start, though. And I think going forward, you got to stick with Mike White here. Justin Fields was hurt last week, and we were kind of
his QBR had to be what? 125, 140?
Now, close to 150, 149. His QBR was 91.
91.
His pass rating was 149.
Pass rating was 149. Hey.
Hell, Mike White looked good last year. That's why I never figured out why I went back to Zach Wilson in the first place.
If we're talking about stats here, he's got to be in the MVP conversation based off of that.
Sweet Lord.
Just saying.
He's something else, isn't he? But, hey, Trevor Siemian had to get the start today, though, for the Bears.
They didn't think he was going to be able to start.
Yeah, he hurt himself in warm-ups, and then they were going to go to Nate Peterman. And I think the Bears were like, I would rather play with Trevor Siemian hurt than Nathan. How do you get hurt in warm-ups, first of all? Mm. I mean, I understand if you replace
I thought Trevor Siemian was
out there was like, you know what? I don't want to play on the Bears today. I can respect that, bro, because you was throwing to nobody.
I honestly thought that was a media joke. Like,
all right, two questions. Is Mike White, is he a starter from here on out?
Yeah.
I think he has to be.
So, here's the deal. I mean, he has to be next week just to see, but
I think he has to be going forward.
Yeah, I think it depends statistically if he just had one good game or if he has a streak of games.
So, okay, logically, should Mike White be the starter in the Jets? Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, logically.
Here's the games that are stressed real quick. It's Buffalo. That's the litmus test, though, for Mike White. Lions. That could be another litmus test, though, for Mike White. Jaguars, Hawks, Dolphins. He's got a pretty tough schedule down the stretch. If he goes, 500 or, right at, I think he's got to be a starter going forward.
Why? Zach Wilson was 5-2 when they benched him. We got to start talking about that. You benched a quarterback that was 5-2. That's as stupid as when they benched Fitzmagic down in Miami. It was a stupid move then. It's a stupid move now. Now, if they would have benched him because of his play and said, look, you're not playing up to par.
1,200 yards and four touchdowns, five interceptions. That's not up to par.
What?
1,200 yards.
In a run-first offense.
Joe Flacco threw for three touchdowns in one game. He threw for four and seven starts. Mike White threw for three today.
Hold on.
Three, no interceptions.
What did I just say to you? If they would have said, if this is based off of your lackluster performance, even but according to you and what you like to go back to playing devil's advocate here, was he winning five games and only two losses? Yeah. So that's your Tua Tagovailoa logic.
He has to circle back there.
Five and two. He won five and he got benched two. Now, if you want to say, look, we're going to have to bench you because of your performance on the field, that's fine. That's not why the Jets benched him.
No, they benched him because of his mouth at the podium.
What mouth at the podium? What mouth? Kid was asked a question, and
like
he gave
was
his
100%
honest answer.
Yeah, like he said, like, I'm not the problem. Now, when you could – Stevie Wonder could see he was the problem in that game.
We don't know that.
They had 3 inches of total offense per play in the second half. If you want 3 inches, call me. You shouldn't have to call the NFL the professional quarterback for 3 inches. Oh, thank you.
Excuse me, hold on.
I snuck that in there.
Again, it's not all on Zach Wilson. If you're a run first team and you produce 3 inches of offense on average, that's on the line,
too. Hey, can I ask you something now? It's like, dude,
what I'm saying is this. You benched a guy because of one lackluster game. That was the one bad game. I didn't think he played that well in the first game against the Patriots, but Bill Belichick is known for beating the crap out of young quarterbacks.
And everybody benched else him too. Because his team was not a fan of him running his gums.
No, they benched him because the media wasn't a fan of the answer. They all talk about how they want a real MF-er to come up on the stand and be honest and true and transparent. And
but
you
we
finally
know that's
get
a, lie.
A kid.
We know that's a lie because Sam Darnold, he went up there week after week on the Jets and he took it to the chin. Sorry, Chris. He took it to the chin every week, and everybody's like, that is what you're supposed to do in a quarterback. That's what you're, you know, has supposed to do as a quarterback, and they shipped
Says
him right
who?
On up. And
Says
they shipped
a bunch
him,
of reporters
exactly.
that's never played quarterback.
And they shipped him right on up out
no,
of there.
No, this is what you're supposed to do at quarterback. Go out there, put up 250-plus yards a game if you can. Throw a couple touchdowns, minimize the interceptions, hand the ball off when you're told to, and find a way to win the game. That's what you're supposed to do as a quarterback. Not take all the blame for a loss that wasn't your fault, and not go up there and pretend and issue a false statement. That is ridiculous. The most beautiful thing Zach Wilson did this entire year, the first time I ever really liked
mama.
The kid. Now, that was the first time I ever really liked him.
Yes.
Now, I take that back. Yeah.
There you go.
The
you
second
like
time okay. I liked him was when he came up on the stage and the reporter was being a butthole.
Which Ryan? Which
right.
Ryan?
He was being a butthole.
Zach Wilson
and
got
he goes,
fired up.
Do you feel responsible for the loss? No. Not entirely. No,
somebody
it's not on my
question.
Shoulders alone.
You should have known as a head coach to punt that ball out of bounds. Like, had Deshaun Watson broke the heart of the Giants a couple years ago on Monday Night Football the same way, and you got to learn from that switch. Just punt the ball out of bounds, go to overtime, and take your loss as it may come.
I am done with liars. That's what I'm done with. Be real. You're not a journalist if you ask somebody a question and rake them over the coals when they don't give you a fake answer.
You must not be new. Well, yeah, he must be new to journalism in 2022.
Yeah, well.
But Garrett Wilson, who I think is the offensive rookie of the year outside of Kenneth White in Seattle, 5 catches, 95 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He was really the sole bright spot in the Jets offense outside of Elijah Moore. He finally got a touchdown catch today. The other quarterback he was supposed to play in this game is Justin Fields. He's another question. Him and Zach, you know, he come out of the same draft. Zach was number
2.
Yeah, he was second quarterback, and Fields was the third quarterback. I feel like if you're the Bears, you know, hey, right now, y'all are not going to make the playoffs at 3-9. Justin Fields has shown he's good enough to win. I don't think he should come back this year. I think they should just sit him. I mean, that's just my opinion.
I don't like that. I mean, you can minimize his plays, but I wouldn't set him. And with that, we're going to take a quick break to hear a word from my sponsors. Thank you, Vanco Outdoor Power Equipment, for sponsoring this hour of Third and Eight here on Next Door Radio at nextdoorradio.com. When we get back, we got a few more games to cover. And, of course, we got to check in and see where we are on our record. And we got to make some picks for next week. So we'll see you guys when we get back.
Hey guys, welcome back here to Third and Eight on Next Door Radio, nextdoorradio.com. Who's up next on our docket, Christopher?
Next up on the docket is Falcons at Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how are we looking right now pick-wise before we started this? I'm sorry.
Let's see here. We are sitting at 4 for you.
Okay.
4 for Jason.
Okay.
And 4 for me.
Oh. Okay, so 4 is across the board. How four, did we four, pick four. This one?
We all picked this one, Commanders, so 5.
Okay, 5.
Yeah.
Jason's holding on strong good. This week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Washington Commanders to beat the Atlanta Falcons at 19-13. An offensive shootout, I might add. Norman, a big game there from Brian Robinson. 18 carries, 105 yards, no touchdowns on the ground. But
he caught one.
He caught one.
And so did Bates.
And he had a fantastic hat. The Puskin. Did you see his big hat? Uh-uh. You didn't see Brian Robinson. Dude. His friend owns like a big hat company. Chris, see if you can pull Brian Robinson's big hat real quick, though, if you get a second. It has to have a smaller hat inside of it to hold it on. But he looks like Dale Dimmadome of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
That's awesome.
Off of Fairly Odd Parents. Yeah, you'll see it in a second here.
Wow. No, I was happy. Defense played out. Offense scored when they could. They ran the ball a lot. I mean, it's a win recipe for us.
Yeah, y'all are 75 running a fourth in the NFC East. And in the dang old playoffs, the entire NFC is.
We went from the NFC least to the NFC beast, baby.
Yeah, very quickly, too. You know what I'm saying? I might add, it's almost like if you have decent quarterbacks, you win football games.
Yeah, it's almost like
And it's almost like if you take an average quarterback and give him a really good football coach, yeah, there's his hat.
Oh, now that's cool.
That's a baller.
That's cool.
That would actually fit my son's head.
Yeah.
But
wow.
The Eagles are 9-1 right now. And then, dude, y'all's, you know, it's tight down there. 8-3, hey, 74-75.
Yeah.
These next two games for y'all are going to be a really good deal.
Hey, we win against the Giants. We're up in third place.
Yeah, y'all guys, Giants, rest.
Yeah, Giants.
Giants. Y'all's.
We could be 9-5 in 3 weeks.
Down
I'd
the stretch, it's tough, though. 49ers, who I think is the front runner doing the NFC, had despite
that's
going to
be a tough
that's going to be
game because of the defense.
I would rather play the Vikings over the 49ers, and that sounds crazy. That's strictly because I think that, you know what I'm saying, the 49ers defense, though, can just give you a world of trouble that the Vikings can't.
Yeah, I think and the 49ers defense.
Jimmy G is 40-19 as a starter.
Yeah, they do just enough on offense.
And that
and
defense
they will
kill you.
Bruise you on defense.
Boy, oh, God, will it ever kill you? And then after that, it's the Browns, and then, hey, Dallas. That's tough.
Yeah,
y'all going to find out a lot about y'all's football team. Down the stretch.
I mean, worst case scenario, we end up 9-8.
Hey.
And that's a good year.
7-5 is nice. Yeah. I just got to say, it feels nice.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't know what it feels like anymore.
I'll be real. I mean, dude, 9-8 might get all four teams into the playoffs.
That would be impressive, to be quite honest about it. And honestly, I wish that, you know, they would redo the entire playoff structure, and that way Tampa don't make an under 500. If, in fact, he finishes under 500, which I find a hard, you know what I'm saying, believe the Tampa.
Yeah, I don't know why they make it to where one division automatically, every division sends one person.
It's stupid to me. I've never understood it. Y'all have got in under 500. Mm-hmm. Carolina's got in under 500 twice, I think.
Especially when you look at it like this year where they're
Ron's
really
got a history of doing it.
When you look at it, though, you've got about six teams that'll probably have winning records. Maybe seven.
Yeah.
Those should be the seven teams that go in.
I wholeheartedly agree. And honestly, I've always thought that.
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, here's the Falcons at 5-7. They still need a quarterback who's a stud. I love Marcus Mariota. He's done great this year. I just don't think he's
I just think they need help in other players. I don't mind Marcus Mariota. They just need help in other positions. That's all. Are we about to do what I think we're about to do?
What? No. Okay. No. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. I'm trying to bring back up the scores and stuff.
I don't
want to. All right, yeah. Trust me, me neither.
Wow.
All right, Chris, who's up next?
All right, next up is going to be Broncos at Panthers.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Brandon picked Panthers.
Of course I did.
Jason and I picked Broncos.
Yeah, we're idiots.
Oh, that's right. The Panthers won. I was like, wait a minute. There's not many times I can say that out loud. Yeah, man, the Panthers won today. And not only did they win, they beat the dog crap. I mean, and that's not actually how I wanted to phrase it.
That's what I get for picking Broncos. God, I don't mind. That was
the Broncos are 3-8.
Yeah.
Is it time to move on from either Russell Wilson or Hackett? One of them got to go.
You both. You gave up everything for one of them, and he's giving you nothing.
He was 19-35 to 142 in a touchdown. Against the Panthers. Ooh. Sam Darnold, who was his counterpart, was 11-19.
How is
164
it?
And Sam Darnold, statistically speaking, had a better day across the board. With eight less completions, he got 22 more yards and the same amount of touchdowns as Russell Wilson.
Now, hold on.
Good God, oh,
how man. Is it that you, again, how is it that you can bench Zach Wilson with a 5-2 record and continue to allow Russell Wilson to play, if you want to call it playing?
Yeah, that's what
they
money
did
do.
Did not pay Zach Wilson what they paid Russell Wilson.
As I said, that's what money do. They can't bench Russell Wilson because they
so
got too
much money.
So
what you're saying is you double down on stupid decisions. Instead of just being like, you know what? Hey, I spent the money. I'm moving on.
I'm saying I agree with you. You know, hey, all I'm saying is, though, is NFL franchises have been known had a double down on bad decisions.
Yeah, well.
Geez. Small franchise just cut bait and
just
move on.
Just goes to show you has nothing to do with Zach Wilson's performance and everything to do with media relations, which is just stupid.
Honestly, they should not Russell Wilson for some of those, too. But Devontae Foreman, he continues this high streak, 24 carries, you know, just north of a buck 10 on the ground. DJ Moore finally had a 100-yard game again. Hey, nice to see you live, DJ Moore. He accounted for almost all of Sam Darnold's yardage and a touchdown. The Panthers are 4-8 and somehow one game out of the playoffs.
It would be just like the Panthers to make it.
I don't want to say this. I just hate the Carolina Panthers. They are the most annoying team to watch. How the hell are you 4-8 and still almost in the playoffs? The Saints, too. The whole division. Just send that whole dang on division to Mexico and Europe and just split them up in half. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And Germany has a new team. Yeah.
Down the stretch, boy, I mean, they could end up still having just, you know, those wins. The Hawks next, they're going to get slapped. Pittsburgh, who knows? The Lions.
I don't know. The Hawks got slapped today by the Raiders.
That is true. Well, I ain't going to say slap. You know what I'm saying? Josh Jacobs had a little bit of something to do with that.
And they got straight up slapped by Josh Jacobs. Yeah,
they ain't got no Josh Jacobs on the Panthers roster. Tampa Bay and the Saints. But who knows, man? I mean, props to Carolina for still being in there. And despite being 4-8, props to you.
Can we just be real here and say that they're not? And if they are, it's a joke.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm 100% cool with that. Yeah. Fine.
I'll tell you right now, if everybody in the NFC ends up with 10-plus wins and they don't all four make it, and some team at like 7 and 10 gets in, that will happen. I mean, dude.
I don't think they'll ever redo it. Just because, you know, the NFL is not known for change. If nothing else, they're not known for
then
change.
Just get rid of divisions. Just have the AFC and the NFC. And you got your whole stock of teams. That way you're not playing two teams twice, same team twice, four times, you know, four different, yeah. Three teams twice. You don't have to do that. Just play everybody in the NFC.
Hey, but my rivalries, who cares?
Yeah, you play them one time a year.
You still play them. That's the thing. Yeah, you still play them. Who cares?
And now new rivalries will be created.
Holla at your boy. Next game on the docket. Chris, I know this hurts you to see.
Oh, it felt good to watch.
Trevor Lawrence. We all picked Ravens.
He had the drive of the season.
Trevor Lawrence with no timeouts in under 2 minutes walked the Jacksonville Jaguars down the field.
Reminded everybody why he's number one pick.
I hate when that happens. And I was going to say, it reminded everybody why he was the top-rated quarterback prospect coming out of Clemson. Hey, 321 and three touchdowns on the day.
Ooh, God, he looked good. Now, you talking about a good-looking quarterback, man.
They've had five leads in the fourth quarter this year.
Yep, that's
they've blown all five leads in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
If somebody got to answer for it. Now, if it happens once, okay, happens twice, it's a long year. Three times or more, that has to be
Well, that's
somebody
got
to answer.
That's rough.
Is it your quarterback? Is it your coach? Is it your defense? Somebody has got to answer, you know what I'm saying, for these war crimes.
They run the same play in the red zone like four different times. That little running back slip out.
Yeah.
And hit him over and over and over. Like, dude, when are you going to realize that now I will tell you, there was a cool play by another team we got to talk about when it comes up.
Yeah.
Because we done talking about this one, right? Ravens blow another lead.
I thought Justin Tucker had that field goal, though. Mm. It looked good. It was straight. He just didn't quite have enough leg, which I don't feel like I'd ever say that again about Justin Tucker. But Zay Jones, 145 yards, no touchdowns, the big day for him. Hey, Travis Etienne being hurt, I think it's going to hamper Jacksonville down the stretch if it's a serious injury. But Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, trading.
Yeah, that's 7-4.
Robinson was a stupid move.
I agree with it. The ETN has been playing his tail off the past couple weeks. Chris, who's up next on the docket?
Up next gives us Chargers at Cardinals.
Yes.
Coming out 25-24.
This was the game I was talking about having a cool play. Now, here's a team that I was looking at Staley like, why would you go for two here? Why not tie it up and go to – but – when they called this play, I said, okay, all right, that's a moment of genius. And it wasn't like it was a Machiavellian play. They had ran the slip out four or five times.
It's becoming a standard the red zone play for NFL.
But then they hit him with the tight end where they ran the slip out action and the tight end stepped one step outside and cut right back in the middle and was wide open. I said, was beautiful.
Oh, Gerald Everett, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, he hit him with the classic old Texas route.
Dude, that was
right there, just step out, thoop, and cut back in. Yeah, but that was a good play there by Brandon Staley. Chargers, man, they're still 6-5.
Yeah, they still
that's the team that's under, you know, it's the Chargers. It's like every year with this team.
I just don't think that roster's as good as it looks on paper.
Or maybe the coach ain't good. Just like Arizona. How Cliff Kingsbury has a job. If Cliff Kingsbury is not fired on Black Monday,
this has nothing to do with
the last week of the NFL.
That loss today had nothing to do with Cliff Kingsbury. That loss today had everything to do.
Yeah, they lost the four out of their last five. At least some of those losses have got to go on Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. is there? Well, yeah.
Yeah, but that's still 4-8. To Kyler Murray, he had an okay day. He's finally back, you know, sitting up from injury. But, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, the 4 catches, 87 yards on the touchdown.
D-Hop looked good, boy.
Yeah, to come up a little bit short to Kyler Murray.
Style, D-Hop had an amazing
24.
Catch, too.
Yes, he did.
Stopped a pick. That one hand grabbed it. Woo!
He's an animal.
Yeah, that was nice. Who else? Steroids and all. Is that all?
No, it can't be.
It's got to be.
No, there's more.
Oh, okay.
There's several more, actually.
Raiders at Seahawks.
Oh, that's right, because the Raiders won.
We all picked the Seahawks.
Dang. We all was wrong.
We all was wrong. 40 to 34.
Hey, can I cover this whole game in two words?
Sure.
Josh Jacobs.
Yep.
Oh, moving on. 229 yards on the ground, 74 through the air, and 2 touchdowns.
That fumble hurt on the read option. That miscommunication hurt.
Yeah. You know, so now Geno Smith, I mean, he had another good day.
Yeah.
You know.
That fumble hurt, my boy. Yeah.
Hey, Kenneth Walker had 14 carries for 26 yards on a touchdown. 14 yards were on one play, and he had the entire offensive line.
Yeah, on him.
And, dude, if your feet are moving, you can push the pile. Push it. And they did.
Yeah.
And 2 touchdowns, you know what I'm saying, for Kenneth Walker, you know what I'm saying, DK Metcalf, 11 interceptions and 90 yards in the air. And the Raiders was, yeah, they sneaked it out in overtime. They 40-34. I hate this team, too.
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, everybody picked the Seahawks too, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, but we picked this next one correct, which who wouldn't? Rams at Chiefs.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, the Rams are hurt. Like, everybody's hurt. Bryce Perkins made his first start. The Travis Kelce is really good at tight end, the 4 receptions and a touchdown. The Isaiah Pacheco, the 22 carries and a touchdown. He was all right. The Pat Mahomes is that dude. He's the best quarterback in football. I said what I said. I stand by it for 3 years. He's the best quarterback in football. And all roads in the AFC goes through Kansas City. I said it before. I said it again.
All right. Next up.
The Saints suck.
Oh, real bad.
13-0.
And I picked them.
Yeah.
Boy, did I pick them bad. I mean, a goose egg, boy.
They've been shut out. I think this is like the second or third time that they've been shut out here recently.
It's not. No, right. It's the first time they got shut out since 2001.
It is?
Yeah.
I felt like they've been shut out. Another one earlier this year, too. I'm with you. But regardless, that brings Brandon to 9.
They played
Jason
in a shutout.
And me to 6.
They played in a shutout, though, but they beat the Raiders 24-9. Yeah. Okay, I knew it was a 0 in the Saints game somewhere.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton is just Andy Dalton. Hey, Jimmy G is Jimmy G. He was efficient. He won the football game.
I don't think this loss is on Andy Dalton. He hit that one tight end right in the daggone face mask in the end zone between two defenders, and the guy couldn't catch it. He threw a perfect ball to Kamara. Kamara turned and just tried to do too much.
And Chris Olave had a big drop in the first quarter, though, where they could have got inside of the 10-yard line.
Yeah,
he dropped it.
You can't blame it on Andy Dalton.
I mean, he still had a bad day.
Yeah,
but 18-29 of 204. Still wasn't terrible stats-wise.
Even Gadget dropped the ball there at the end.
Yeah, with Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Jason, out of 280 games, you have picked 99 of them correct for a whopping 60.75%.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I didn't have a good week this week, though.
All of us played about the same this week.
I mean, Sabrina's at 95. You're at 99. I'm at 86.
Yeah, you picked up one on me this week, man.
Yeah, you picked up one on him. Just one.
Y'all both picked Buffalo, though, right?
Yes. That's the one I picked up on you.
Yeah, yeah, he picked Bills. I did not. I picked Lions. I was with you.
Yeah, that's the one I picked up on. It was Buffalo. No, but San Francisco, 13-0. And like I said, it's 7-4 right now. San Francisco, they were
actually
the juggernaut team in
the
NFC.
Actually, picked up on him was Panthers because he followed up with your Bills-Lions with the Patriots-Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings.
Yeah, your surprise pick this week was Panthers.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I should have went with my daggone heart with the Browns, man.
Yeah, like I said, the 49ers over the Elijah Mitchell. The Christian McCaffrey, Jeff Wilson, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, and Jimmy G and that defense, man. Though, if I'm a team in the NFC, I don't want to see San Francisco in the playoffs at all. Zero. None. Because Kyle Shanahan has no problem patting the football over your head for 4 quarters.
No, he don't. He
I've
don't.
Seen it.
Yeah, he don't mind.
Except in that one Super Bowl where he should have done it 28-3. And, you know, hey, whatever. It happens. It'd be that way sometimes.
Sometimes I feel like he probably wasn't making the play calls on that one.
I feel like a lot of the time that was the case. Chris.
Sir?
Yeah, Karis Brader.
Yeah, we doing it right now?
I was going to say, that's not what I do here.
Oh, well, thank you, Vanco Outdoor Power Equipment, for sponsoring this hour of Thursday here on Next Door Radio, nextdoorradio.com. When we get back, we got to make our picks for next week, so stay tuned.
The only thing good that's ever come out of Detroit is American-made trucks and M&M. That's it. Bro, I'm so sick of these electric cars. I want some gas-powered fuel in my fuel tank. I want to mash this wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
All right, you can still buy your gas-guzzling vehicle all you want.
Brandon said he didn't want to pull up beside you to stop like go.
Welcome back to Third and Eight.
Hey guys, welcome back here to 3rd and 8 on Next Door Radio, nextdoorradio.com, and where we're in full the support of gas powered vehicles. I am anyway, I can't speak for these guys.
I like gas powered vehicles.
Yeah.
And electric.
This show brought to you by coal powered electricity.
And anybody who says that they, never mind. Wrong show. Wrong show for activism.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Turns out on American Huddle.
Yeah. Right? All right. So we are headed to what, week 13, right?
It is.
I mean, good.
Yeah, return to Watson. Well, the season passed by quick, don't it? Y'all like Chris?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm about to get us there. Hang tight.
I'm thinking.
That's what she said.
Jesus.
I'm thinking they should stay with Brissett. I'm going to say that again.
I feel like that they might for one game because people forget though, Watson is going to come out rusty. He looked bad in the preseason. He hadn't played football in an entire year.
He's
going
to need to be oiled up. What is it?
He's going to need to oil up the offense, start to get it running.
So wrong.
Oh,
is it though, Chris?
So I like it.
All right.
I like Watson. I just think Kobe's playing out of his mind right now.
Excuse me. That hurt.
Well, let's start with Prime Video, 8:15, Thursday evening. This is December 1st, by the way, for y'all who ain't bought your Christmas gifts yet. Get in the stores quick.
Glad I'm done.
Bills at Patriots.
Ooh.
Now, Buffalo's minus 5.5 on the road in Foxborough. Give me the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'll take Buffalo on this one. Although, sometimes Josh plays like a rookie.
I was going to say, I hope he gets his head this week.
Okay.
Because it's up in there.
We'll go with the Patriots then.
No, because I think if they don't win this week, it don't bode well for him.
Neither one of them.
Eh, it's fair. But I think Josh got more to lose. So I'll go Bills. All right. Sunday, 1 p.m., Steelers at Falcons.
Falcons minus 1.5 at the crib. Jason, who you got?
I'll take the Steelers.
For sure.
I'll take the Falcons.
Wow. Okay.
It probably will be an upset. Cordero Patterson just running all over them.
I mean, the Falcons are 4-2 at home, and the Steelers are 1-4 away. So that.
Yeah, but they've been playing without T.J. Watt.
Fair. All righty. Packers at Bears.
I'm going to go with the Packers.
I'll take the Packers as well.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if you watched the Bears today, but I don't.
Well, Justin Fields is out.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume he's going to remain out, yeah. As Brandon has alluded to, there's really no reason to place him at imminent risk.
All right, fine. I really want to go Bears, but I'll go Packers.
Go Bears. If you feel it, feel
I'd
it.
I'd like to, but it depends on who they bring quarterback. Okay. Both teams 4-7. Jaguars at Lions.
Oh, God, I hate to pick this game.
I don't. Give me the Lions. Just
Lions are minus 1 at the crib. Okay, so Chris and the Lions. Give me the Detroit Lions as well.
Oh, that's a shocking look on Jason's face.
Give me Jaguars. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you are too.
I like them both, but
Ooh, Jets at Vikings.
Oh, that's sort of be a good game. I'll take the Vikings.
Brandon?
This is a 1 o'clock window. Mike White versus Kirk Cousins. Give me the Minnesota Vikings.
What's the spread on that?
The -3 for the Vikings at the crib.
Ooh, they are 5-1 at home. Jets are 4-1 away. You know what? I'm going to take the Jets.
Okay.
I got to start splitting off at some point. All righty. Commanders at Giants.
Ooh.
Question is, do we win this one or do we win the next one?
Y'all are the favorites by 1.5. Oh, yeah, in the Meadowlands. It was my pick, right, or his pick.
Sure, your pick.
I'll take Yeah, I'll take the Giants in a big bounce back win.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd say that because I'm Commanders all the way, baby.
Duh. Hey, Crystal, we got a caller coming up here in a few minutes, by the way.
Sweep.
So, Brandon, you picked the Giants.
I did.
Jason, you picked Commanders.
Yep.
We have been on a hot streak. I feel like we're going to lose this one, get a bye week, and then win one. I don't want us to, but I feel like that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
That being said, I'm going Commanders.
Huh? I'll take the win.
All righty. Titans at Eagles.
Ooh.
Eagles are 9-1, and there's no spread in this game currently though, because the Eagles are in action, and they could very well be 9-2 by the time it's over. The Eagles have had one big weakness all year long, is their run defense. And the Titans have one big strong suit on their entire football team outside of their own defense, Derrick Henry.
Uh-huh.
And with that being said, I'll take the Eagles.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Jason?
I'm going to take Titans.
I'm also going to take Titans.
I mean, this might be the week Brandon surpasses me, but I've got to root against the NFC teams.
Broncos at Ravens.
Ravens. Hey, on to Cincinnati.
Ravens.
We'll also take Ravens. Yeah. Wow, all of us, all right?
Yeah, Baltimore's a touchdown favorite at the crib, and it should probably be more than that. Although, they have been known to blow some four-quarter leads.
All righty. Ooh. Browns at Texans.
This is the Deshaun Watson Oil Bowl. The Texans.
Browns, I'm just going to go ahead.
Yeah, the Texans are obviously favorites here about a touchdown. Or, excuse me, the underdogs here by about a touchdown. I'll take the Browns.
I'll also take Browns. So everybody took Browns, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. As we should.
All right. Seahawks at Rams.
I'll take the Seahawks on this because I don't trust anything going on in LA right now.
Yeah.
I mean, at all.
And that's a shame.
Yeah, I agree. Wholeheartedly agree. But honestly, though, as we once discussed on this show, I would take one Super Bowl for 10 years of misery every day of the week.
Dolphins at 49ers. This is 4:05.
Give me the 49ers.
This could very well be.
Seahawks Rams starts the 4 o'clock window.
Quick. Give me the 49ers.
This could very well be a Super Bowl preview.
Okay.
I do think that, good Lord, as a runner of the 49ers are a field goal and a half favorite at the crib. I think this is going to be a tough game. You know, honestly, offensively, for both teams. I think that Jimmy G has a little bit more of that it factor in him. And I'll take the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm thinking this game is going to end. It's either going to do one of the things. It's going to end the MVP talk, or it's going to overly push it another
If Tua
direction.
Wins this game, he's going to win the MVP.
Yeah.
Not being funny. But that's San Fran says, ooh. No, boy, that's a rough defense. But
I'll take San
Francisco. I'm telling you, this may be the most offensively skilled game in the history of – well, I'm going to say history of football. You know what I was in the history of football? You got Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Christian McCaffrey,
Wilson,
Jeff Wilson,
Gesicki,
Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. Good God.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
So I want to go Dolphins, but I'm going to go 49ers because I think we're going to find out Tua may have gotten hurt today.
I think we're going to find
out. I didn't think about that.
I think we're going to find out that he's soft as daggone butter. That's what I think.
I'll take the 49ers as well. See, I forgot.
I forgot about
that Tua injury.
I've already called. Why y'all know? Roll with your boy. Both of y'all. Roll with your boy. Your
if he's hurt, you can't roll with him.
Roll with him.
Right.
Roll with Miami.
Hey, can we stick a one-time caveat in this
sure,
game for me?
Go ahead.
If Tua starts the game,
same.
Dolphins.
Yep.
Okay, sounds
Have
good.
Have it.
All right, Dolphins,
if Skylar Thompson starts, it's going to be a massacre by the 49ers. It's going to be like a 74.
I would trust Miami to win the game more under Skylar Thompson than I do under Tua Tagovailoa.
That's the dumbest you shed off show.
If I was Miami, I'd go ahead and start Skylar.
Skart?
I would start him.
I would start him, too.
And get past the ridiculousness that is Tua Tagovailoa.
Alrighty, Chiefs at Bengals.
This is a big playoff matchup right here from last season. Last year's AFC Championship game, Kansas City is a -3 favorite on the road in Cincinnati. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs to have some payback.
Yeah, I don't think the Bengals have what it takes to take out Kansas.
Give me Kansas right now. In the playoffs, I think I'd take Bengals, though.
Okay. Chargers at Raiders.
Ooh, God, this game could go either way.
Yeah.
There's playoff implications.
I'll take the Chargers. Yeah, Chargers are -2.5 on the road in LA or LV. I'll take the Chargers.
Give me the Raiders.
Give me Chargers. And last on Sunday.
I'm just going to hurt here, boy.
Colts at Cowboys.
Dallas is -5 at the crib. Yeah, go ahead and give them the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to beat us like stepchildren.
Did y'all have a bye week this week?
No, we played tomorrow night against Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, luckily, though, we got a week off. Now everybody who can see us get beaten prime time 2 weeks in a row. Because Dada's going to throttle us next week, boy. Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons may set whatever, I don't know what the lead record is for sacks, but he very well could have 5 in the first half. I'm telling you, he is going to kill our offensive tackles because they are trash. Played well lately, but Michael Parsons may kill Matt Ryan Sunday night. That may be a murder charge on Sunday night football.
Who you got? Come on.
You're not going to pick Indianapolis here. There's no way. I'm telling you, as a fan, you're a fool. They're going to get destroyed. The spread is 9.5, and honestly, I will take Dallas like minus 17 right now. Right now.
I'm going to take Dallas, but okay, I'm pulling for Indianapolis.
Oh, well, who ain't? I am too, but I'm telling you, Michael Parsons is going to beat us by himself. He is going to kill our offensive line.
I have the feeling Indy's going to win this game. Real, outside of the, I got to go with the hot hand of Dallas. I really feel like, though, this is Indianapolis going to get a win that they shouldn't get. Which has been what they've done all season.
I about to say, honestly, they weren't supposed to beat Kansas City neither.
That's what
they
weren't
supposed to beat Jacksonville.
I'm telling you, I honestly, feel like they're going to win.
You know,
and
win
they got
Jeff
the
Saturday's
Saturday effect,
game.
Man.
I can't quite do the math on who has the bye week this week because there's only 15 games to the 16. But Monday night's game on Espen, Saints at Bucks. Is this the first time the Saints have played the Bucks since they shut out the Bucks?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I mean, Tom Brady has a – no, because Tom Brady run the last time he played the Saints.
Either way, I'll take Tampa Bay.
Okay. Ooh. Tom Brady does not like playing this team. I'll take Tampa Bay, though. This might be a week for you to take the Saints.
I don't want to, but I'm going to.
Historically, this might be the week to take the Saints.
I'm going to go Saints.
Yeah, the Saints have always been a – crawl when Tom Brady.
Now, boy, wouldn't that be a shame? The Saints beat them, and now what do you got? Like a 3-way tie for first
if the
play?
Saints beat them.
Welcome to the NFC South, baby. Yeah.
Bucks would be if the 5-7.
If the Panthers, Falcons, and Saints could all win next week, we would have a catastrophe.
5-7 atop the NFC South. Meanwhile, 4 teams from the NFC East is going to have winning
records.
I had a dream about this once. Like a deja vu moment I'm having right here. Like, man, it couldn't have been. It had to be a fantasy.
All right, do y'all want the good news or the bad news?
Good news.
Throw it at me.
Okay. Here's the bad news. We have to cover soccer this week.
I don't think
the good news is somebody's coming to help us. It's the World Cup. It's the biggest soccer event every 4 years. That's how I feel about it too, Jess. Don't feel bad.
I can't just.
We could after this segment. Look, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to try to get as much soccer talk in as I can.
Go USA.
But, Chris, look, man, just hang up the phone, you know what I'm saying, if you feel froggy. Anyway.
I mean, don't test me. I will.
Coming back, we'll cover a tad bit of the World Cup, I reckon.
Thank you, Vanco Outdoor Power Quinn, for allowing us the opportunity to talk about soccer. We can't. Look how thrilled we are.
Yeah, we can't. Thank you enough.
Yeah. Thank you for allowing us to do it on Next Door Radio, nextdoorradio.com. Be sure to find us on our Facebook page at 3rd and 8 and or American Pod Talk. We'll see you guys on the flip side when we talk about the other football. I just left to a surprise.
Oh, boy, that's not good. Mouth was open and everything.
Wrong.
That was very, very wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he won't kiss me.
It was a hot take.
It kissed me in 5 minutes. I got your payback.
3rd and 8 is back.
Hey guys, welcome back here to 3rd and 8 on Next Door Radio, nextdoorradio.com. This is going to be the first and last time we ever talk about soccer on this show. I hope it's the last time. Anyway, they'll probably have to talk about it a couple more times in the finals. But, you know, honestly, you know what I'm saying, on every, like, broadcast the past week, all you've seen is the World Cup, and guess what? It's been the World Cup. And if you don't know what that is, though, it's a glorified the tournament. It happens every 4 years. It's like soccer Olympics stuff for third world countries and people who don't play real sports. But, hey, on the line... Sorry about that. Don't have a cricket. Hey, Chris, have you got a call on the line? Hey, Zach Darden, he's a friend of mine. Sorry, I looked down in my helmet and saw I was cricketing it. Yeah, there we go.
Stop it.
It's cricket on the camera.
Yeah, now it's straight.
Okay, anyway.
Good Lord.
Zach, how you doing, man?
How's it going, buddy?
Not great. I'm talking about soccer. Okay, then can you explain to us how the World Cup, hey, groups break down, how they're scored, and how teams are eliminated in this tournament for us, if you don't mind?
That, and use small words, one syllable.
Yeah, talk to me like I'm five.
Yeah.
Hey, talk to me like I wear a mask in my car when I drive. Thank you.
He's calculating.
I'll try to dumb it down for you. And thank you for letting me at least come on the show at least once before you kick soccer off every and any topic that you ever cover again.
No problem.
But what I will say is, especially, yeah, you have several groups here, and the groups are scored from the teams that qualify the best in larger groups down to smaller groups. And essentially, for the men's anyway, you have a group of England, Iran, USA, and Wales. And if you keep playing these games, eventually, even if the sport is boring, essentially, somebody's going to find a winner. And that's when you have 3 points. A tie is 1 point. So if you look at this group, the United States has to beat Iran. England really doesn't have to do anything but draw in order to advance. And every group is based in the same way, in that when you win, you actually find yourself in a better spot, which essentially makes sense. However, some of these groups are getting very mixed up. Right now in Group E, Germany is down with 1 point, while Japan has 3 points. That's purely because Japan beat Germany. And even if you go to Group F with Belgium, they have 3 points, but they're still outside of the zone where you could qualify for the next round. So these groups really shake out in a funny way in how the teams and the schedule is actually implemented. But I tell you what, if you're looking at the USA team, you're going to be thinking that you should beat Iran. The game is at 2 p.m. Tuesday. You should beat Iran, but there's no guarantee with this United States team. And that's when it goes down to the actual roster. And
no, Zach, we've already beat them. We've already beat them, Zach. Hold on, Zach. We've already beat them.
Yeah, we're 2-0 against Iran.
Yeah, we've beat them 2-0, and we also beat them in the latest Top Gun movie. So I don't even know why we don't get points for that. We blew up their surface-to-air missile launchers, and we blew up their base.
And we beat them twice.
It happened. It's in the Hollywood movie. It's basically a documentary. We did this. Maverick kicked their butts. He made it safely back to the aircraft carrier. They got to award us points for this.
Hey, well, let me tell you this. A couple years ago, it was 4 years ago in Russia in the World Cup, Senegal, I believe, lost out. They either advanced or lost out. I can't remember. But they had less yellow cards than the other team, or rather that more yellow cards than the other team, and they lost out. So if yellow cards can decide an actual a winning team that advances, why don't we include other things like that?
Exactly.
Like, you know, we already beat our group. Come on.
Yeah.
How you explain it is, there was a top, you know, hey, two teams out of each group, you know, hey, goes on the play, and, you know what I'm saying, though, is that like a knockout round or a round robin, or how does that second round advance?
So essentially, if there's two teams tied, it goes to head to head, and then it goes to goal differential.
Okay.
And then if it's still tied, it will go to fair play rules, which is the yellow card. And like I said, in the last World Cup, a team advanced. They were tied on everything: goal differential, wins, points. But one team had more yellow cards than the other. So that's how one team advanced. But besides that, you know, I want to get back to the USA team. If you look at the USA team, in the first game, Tim Ream gave up this penalty against Wales. You know, Tim Ream lost his legs several years ago. The guy, you know, he's barely keeping Fulham afloat in the Premier League. He can't really play. The midfield has been the best part of what USA has been doing. Weston McKennie and Tyler Adams, they're great players. They will go on to bigger clubs. You know, even they're even at big clubs now. But
all right, so wait, hold on, Zach, slow down. You're throwing a lot of information at us because I got Brandon here like a deer in headlights when you said to Tim Green no longer has his legs.
Yeah, Define lost his leg. Like, is he like a nub out there playing or like
lost his leg? lost your legs mean, I mean, if you got to do a couple juke moves. And stick a leg out and actually.
No, bro, lost your leg means you've got one leg. Like,
you not had like to see my face on a landmine. Well, but rather, like he got his ankles broke.
Well, Zach, you're not here, bro. But when you said it, both of our faces lifted up. And I eventually caught on. Brandon's like, wait, he don't have legs.
That's impressive.
That's an awesome soccer player there,
bro. What is soccer with no legs?
Yeah, dude, to give him a tennis racket to compensate or what do they do? That's kind of impressive.
Oh, one of those polo rackets.
Yeah, he's got to come on every week. He has no legs. And Brandon's like, but it's soccer. Oh, God, I'll keep going. So this is interesting. We.
So you ain't got no legs, dude.
No, this guy. No, I...
Okay,
guys,
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, go ahead. More.
No, I'll tell you what. This guy's been burnt toast for like 5 years at least, I'm telling you. He's been getting run through. He's getting promoted, dropped from the Premier League.
Okay, hold on one more second, like, Zach. Hold on one more second.
Zach, we
have to break in here because we have to give the disclaimer that just because you expressed the views that a man with no legs is burnt toast, just tell me we agree.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Jason's dying over here, Zach.
We got to get him on live. That's the funniest crap I've ever seen.
All right, Zach. All right, as far as the USA's chances to get out of group here, how do you feel our chances are?
Obviously not good. We ever got with no legs.
Drawing with England.
We're going to lose.
Drawing with Wales and playing technically at a handicap.
Well, look, I'll tell you this with the group. We played the better game against Wales, and we still couldn't beat them, and that was because of, you know, the guy lost his leg.
Came up a little short.
However, Iran still
beat. That's because he had no legs, but he got flippers. That's how we beat Wales.
Iran still beat Wales. So, you know, if we couldn't beat Wales, and we have to beat Iran to get in, then I'll see. I mean, I would like to believe it. I do believe it. I think we can win. We should win. There's no reason why the United States, even though we don't have a great number nine and a striker, we have enough players in that team to where we could beat Iran. But whenever
I can think of two reasons we should win.
Stop laughing. Because I actually had a serious question.
Yeah, they got a leg up on us.
You know, I hope so.
Chris, look, so who would the USA be doing the NFL turn? So, like, what NFL team?
Who's that guy missing him two fingers?
Who is the NFL team? Who would be the comparison to the USA?
This would be tough. This wouldn't be, a Houston Texans or Panthers scenario, but this would definitely be, maybe the Redskins going. Even if they get to the Super Bowl, I don't even think they would win.
We do have Carson Wentz.
Please. Come on, man. I tell you what. It would not shock me if they made a run, but I would be massively surprised if the USA team actually did anything worthwhile. Okay. I think they'll get to the next round. I think they'll lose to Netherlands, and that'll basically be it. So in terms of NFL, nobody out of the AFC South, that's for sure. Tennessee, Colts, nobody, none of those teams. However, you might sneak in a Giants team, maybe. Might sneak in a Redskins or rather a Commanders team. But besides that, I don't see the USA team doing anything, extraordinary.
Who are your top five teams that you honestly think, you know what I'm saying, they could pull this thing off? Or top three to top four to whatever you got?
Here in the World Cup, I think Germany is probably out of it. Their last game might get them through. They don't have the depth. They don't have the precision that they've always had. Spain, I like the way they play. They always play, you know, a possession, defensive, quick and fast. That game today told me a lot. I don't think those teams will go through. Even with France and their injuries, France has a lot of good players that can come in. And they're scoring goals. They have a good goalkeeper. I think they're going to find their way at least through to a few rounds. Argentina and Brazil are shaky. You know, Brazil's the clear favorite. And I believe that they should be the clear favorite, but they haven't been in that position where they don't have that challenge on that side of the bracket. And Argentina, I think they're a little overrated. Messi will carry them as far as he can. I don't know if he can do it long term, but and their defense is shaky. So, I would like to say that Brazil has a great chance, and that's not anything that anyone else would say. But I think there are a few dark horses. And, you know, a lot of people have actually written off France. I like France. Like I said, they're scoring goals. They have one of the best players, Mbappe. And I think they're going to do well. It depends. I could see a dark horse. I could see a Denmark or somebody like that, slipping through. But in terms of actually winning it, there's only been 8 countries to have won the World Cup in all time. I don't think that anything's going to change. I would probably say France or Brazil are going to win it.
Sounds good. I mean, if it was a world war, I would definitely pick America. But with soccer, I don't think we have it.
I know, man. It's like an alternate history.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What do you think is going to take to change so that going forward the USA isn't the team that finds itself on the outer edge of performance?
Well, in the last few years, there's been a lot of successful youth programs that have sprung up around the country, especially on the West Coast. That's obviously going to help, but I think what's really going to help is if you can convince the average mainstream athlete that's growing up in America to try soccer. I can think of several football players and basketball players that would do great in the sport, but it's whether or not you can convince them that that is the sport they can try. And, if there's enough access and if the U.S. national team does well enough for a long amount of time, you will see more athletes go from, baseball or basketball into other sports. But for long term, I think it really does matter with consistency in major tournaments. If players and teams are in major tournaments and in major leagues and on big teams like Liverpool, Manchester United, Chelsea, Barcelona, Real Madrid, you're going to see an improvement in the average average participation, at least. So I think it depends on a lot of things.
Well, but if I could sum it up, then, based off what you're saying, Zach, is we need
athletes.
Well, what you're saying is we need a better foundation, expand the club presence here in the United States, and make sure that we put people with all their legs on the USA team. Going forward, if we can do those three things, we have a chance.
You know, you're starting for a team, you're doing well, but if you're Tim Ream, no, you're done. You know, this will be his last up, and I'm glad. I'm very happy for it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on with us tonight, Zach. Man, we appreciate it. We're going to have you back. We're going to try to get you to come on live with us now, man, because this is going to be a hilarious show going forward. But with that said, thank everybody for tuning in tonight to 3rd and 8 here on Next Door Radio, nextdoorradio.com. We appreciate all you fans. Make sure to go check us out on Facebook where you can find Zach, and he'll tell you all about the no-leg man and how he's running the USA team. We'll see you guys same place, same time, same place next week. Yep. Here on Next Door Radio, nextdoorradio.com.
Hopefully with both legs.
3rd and 8.